Today's meditation time will be about surrender. That word has a very deep meaning for us on the human level and on the divine. And we need to know what it is we're surrendering to. In our spiritual life, we surrender to the divine within ourselves. We surrender to the divine within ourselves because that divine within is the same as the divine everywhere. There is only one, and that one is everywhere and everything, and lives within each of us as our deepest self. So at a point in time when we are ready as embodied beings, as human beings, we seek to know what is our deeper self. What is our deepest truth about being alive? What is it? And when we seek that deepest truth, we ask it to show itself to us. And we start reaching for it. That's how the process of surrender begins. We reach for the deepest truth within ourselves. And in the process, we let go of the lesser truths of our history and identification and experiences, and we keep reaching for the deepest truth to surrender to that, to become that. We surrender to it, to the truth of the oneness that lives in us, in order to become it. Some of us are attached to our own will and our own plans in a way that causes surrender to be difficult. So the motivation towards truth has to be greater than our fear of letting go. The motivation towards truth has to be based on the knowledge that grows, that that deeper self is holy, is good, is love. That's what we surrender to. We surrender to the divine oneness that is holy and that is love and that lives inside of us and that is all things. There are often attitudes of mind that we're used to, familiar with, that are hard to let go of. Habits of thought. So surrender needs to be the willingness to go beyond mind to something that's beyond thought, something that's a deeper knowing than what we're thinking. In a way, we could say that surrender is to the truth of love that has created the universe. And anything that is not that is what we let go of. Because that truth of love lives inside us. And so at a point in time when we're ready, we begin to reach for it. and we begin to surrender to it. And our surrender is progressive, more and more. More and more we let go of that which is not the truth of love. The energy within us that we surrender to is that of the Divine Mother. We can call that by many names. We can call that oneness or one, but it is the all and it is love. And so in the presence of other energies or thoughts that are clamoring for attention, we focus on the light of our own being, the light of our own being, as the most important thing. See if you can let yourself sink into that place of depth that's not your mind and that's not your emotions. It's a place of rest, of trust, of union, of love. We need to let go of our mental activity to reach for it, and so the willingness needs to be there to do that. See if you can let go of all thoughts, all feelings about thoughts, and drop down, going into the well of your own being, allowing it to be the most real. Some of us are afraid of letting go of what we think and feel. We're afraid, so we hold on. We're afraid of the unknown. Surrender to the unknown. Surrender to the unknown as the doorway to your own divine being. When we act out of fear or think fearful thoughts, we're closing the door. So we open the door and determine to not act out of fear as much as possible. Surrender is to the will of the divine, which is a flow, to allow ourselves to experience life and our own life, but also to allow ourselves to be healed in the way that divine flow provides healing. Surrender is to life itself, which is a process of healing. Trusting the divine, we trust that what needs to happen will happen as long as we are asking for healing and wholeness and truth. If our prayer is that, then what needs to happen will happen. If you are having difficulty finding what deeper means, if your mind is restless or your body is restless, then let go of the word deeper and think of rest. Think that inside of you is a place of rest. You know how it is in the ocean. There are waves on the surface, pressure on the surface, but if you go deeper, you go beneath the waves and beneath the pressure. Now think about rest and know that it lives inside of you, that place. Breathing helps you to find it. Breathing. And we are meant to live with and from this place of rest. We are meant to live with it, infusing all of our activities during the day. And everything that we do with others is meant to flow from it. We are meant to live in the divine flow of our own being that conveys rest to us while we are in activity and are at rest at the same time. So think of that. Think of the resting place that's inside you. Often we're hampered by disbelief created by emotions that such a place exists within us. We're hampered by lack of trust that beneath the turbulence of an emotional life can be a place of rest. So let us reach for trust that this is so. That the divine oneness creates the place from which all of human life can emerge and flow in unity. The divine one is always present within you. Always. And it is the heart that seeks to surrender to that divine one, that seeks to live according to a deeper truth, the most real. It is the heart that says yes. We will be coming to the end of this meditation now with the thought of the deeper truth that we give ourselves to, the truth of love, the truth of oneness, and with the thought that the place of rest, which is the divine being within us, is always present. May this place of truth and oneness make itself known to our conscious waking awareness in all our days and in all the minutes of our days, that we may learn to live in unity and surrender to our own deepest being. May it be so for all beings.